In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town where one team stands alone. But now, something's stirring that will change this place forever.
Perfectville.
Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast for the Miami Dolphins, now a part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. I am Sam Marcoux, and joining me this week is the two-time, yes, two-time Hall of Famer, Mr. Chris Cullen. Chris, how are you? Hey, Chris? Chris? Oh, that's right. Chris is not joining us on this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is out doing football things as a football coach. So what we have this episode of Perfectville, this trip to the good town of Perfectville, is a one-on-one interview that I did with a very, very funny man, Mr. Kabir Kabizi Singh. If you guys don't know him, you're slipping, because he's a former writer for Family Guy, former voice actor for Family Guy. You've seen him on Comedy Central as part of Gabriel Iglesias' stand-up revolution. He's just filmed a pilot show for Amazon Prime. He's doing some stuff with NBC. As you'll hear in this interview, he's doing some TV stuff with myself as well. Just a national headliner, tours all over the world. Just a fantastic guy. And plus, he loves sports. And one of the best things about Kabir is that not only do I get to do comedy with him on the road, but I get to talk about sports and I get to go to sporting events with him. And that's pretty much all we talk about. All day, every day is just sports, sports, sports. So, hopefully you enjoy this. This is kind of a special edition of Perfectville. Chris and I will be back to break down game two of the preseason schedule against the Carolina Panthers, a game that Chris Cullen will actually be at. So he'll have some firsthand live experience with the 2018 Dolphins when he gets back, and we will talk all about that. And until then, enjoy this interview with Kabir. All right. So every now and then, Dolphins, as you guys know, I do stand-up comedy, and every now and then I get this beautiful crossing of paths where I get to combine sports with comedy, two of my passions, because believe it or not, most comedians don't know jack about sports, including my my guest here right now, Mr. Kabir Kabizi Singh. Kabir, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure hanging out with you, Sam.
It's always a pleasure.
By the way, if you can't see this because it's a podcast, but Sam is just getting better and better looking by age.
That's
I don't know.
I'm like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah, I'm like a red wine, especially after I've been drinking red wine. I'm just very red right now.
Oh, I love it. I know, yeah. Dolphin fans, I got a rough with Tom Brady in your goddamn division. I mean, that's one out of fucking whatever.
You're right. Let me point this out real quick.
Yeah.
So we are in Northern California talking about the Miami Dolphins with a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yes.
On stage at a comedy club.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Now.
After a sold-out show.
It was a sold-out show. It was a fantastic show.
Great
I did
show.
Well. You did very well.
Thank you.
As you always do. You'll be headlining here all weekend like you normally do. So for those that don't know, Kabir Singh is a former writer for Family Guy, former voice actor for Family Guy, been on Comedy Central as part of Gabriel Iglesias' stand-up revolution season 3, just got done filming a show for Amazon
Prime called Casino Boss.
Casino
with Joe
Boss.
Piscopo. Phenomenal, phenomenal work.
Just done a bunch of shit with NBC. You and I actually have a show that we're working on in production right now. It has nothing to do with sports.
Couple of them now. Yeah.
So, you know, we've been buddies for a while here. And one of the reasons I think we get along is not only because of the comedy shit, but because we just love sports. We love talking about sports.
Well, I get along with you because you're a cool dude.
Oh, I am a cool dude.
And you're very cool.
Look, the check has already been written.
No.
You don't have to suck my ass anymore. This is good.
Sam is one of the best guys I've ever met.
This is true. I am very good.
I'm excited. Are you excited for the football season,
dude? I am super excited about football season.
I'm pumped.
And this is why I want your opinion. You and I have gone to football games. We went to the Seattle Seahawks Miami Dolphins opener a couple of years ago, and that was the game where, if you remember, Seattle Seahawks won, but only because Kenny Stills dropped a handmade touchdown pass in his hands from Ryan Tannehill. We haven't really had Ryan Tannehill for the last season and a half. What are your thoughts on the Miami Dolphins going into the 2018 season?
I've got three thoughts.
Okay.
Number one, your Drake. Kendrick Drake?
Kenyon Drake, yes.
Kenyon Drake, your running back over here, is going to be fire. I have no affiliation with the Dolphins at all, but I have actually high expectations. And I would not be shocked and appalled if he won the division. That's how far I'm going.
You think the Miami Dolphins can beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in 2018?
I really do. You know why? I'll give you two reasons. I think Ryan Tannehill, this is his year.
Okay.
He's had three, four years of doing well. Kenyon Drake is great. I love Kenny Stills. Kenny Skills, even though he dropped.
I like Kenny Skills.
And I like the fact that Landry Jones is gone.
Landry Jones was never on the team, but I believe you're thinking about Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like the fact that Landry Jones is gone, too. He was a terrible quarterback for Alabama.
I think at the end of the day, I think you guys have a pretty good team. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to do great.
Texas A&M, yeah, you're right.
Texas A&M guy. Yeah. I saw him. And I just think it takes time. Like, you can't just take a guy. If you're not a prototypical, like, amazing quarterback, it takes time for this to translate into the pros. And I really
– No, I was going to say, one of the things that Miami Dolphin fans hate is when color commentators, like, every time Ryan Tannehill takes off and runs, they're like, you know, he was a former wide receiver in college. God, but I use that shit all the time, like, when he throws an interception. I'm like, guys, he was a wide receiver in college. What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, yes. And that's actually a really good point, but other than the Patriots, who else do you have to beat?
I mean, the Buffalo Bills, who actually made the playoffs last year, but here's the thing about the Buffalo Bills. They almost did the Minnesota Vikings thing where they made the playoffs and then they got rid of every fucking quarterback on the roster,
yeah,
which makes no sense. So they're starting over the rookie. And then you have the New York Jets, which don't even, like, I don't think they count.
Sam Darnold, though. That's the
you
one.
You know who?
Sam Darnold is going to be a prototypical, amazing quarterback. So that's the one you have to worry about. I actually believe, I know it's going to sound crazy, I think New England is going to take like three steps back. I don't think they have enough weapons on wide receiver. I don't think they have the defense to deal with you guys.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a big mix up on that division.
I think we're close. I don't know if it's this year, but I agree. I think the Patriots' reign of terror is almost over. It's funny you mentioned the Jets because I think the Jets love Sam Darnold. Here's the one thing. I don't think Sam Darnold loves the Jets. And what I mean is when you go back to the draft and you look at his interview immediately after he got drafted, he literally goes, the Jets are amazing.
Yeah.
I'm amazing. This whole situation's amazing. And he's shaking his head no the whole time, like he's trying to convince himself that it's good to be on the Jets. He's so mad that he's on the Jets. He's like, fuck, dude, Todd Bowles is going to fuck my entire career up. But so you like Ryan Tannehill, which, you know,
Ryan. I think he's great. I love Kenny Skills.
Kenny Skills, I like that. It's Stills, but I like Kenny Skills.
No, he's very good. He's a really good wide receiver. He's a deep threat. And I think he's going to get a lot of play because the other dude, Jarvis Landry, is gone.
Yeah, he is.
And you also have the other guy that's injured.
Devontae Parker, who's terrible. I mean,
Parker had a rough week.
Rough career. I mean, the guy just can't get his shit on. I don't even want to talk about Devontae Parker. I hate him so much right now.
But listen, man, here's the down low. This is the season for the Dolphins to put their pin up on Ryan Tannehill.
They have to.
Ryan Tannehill has to have a very good year this year. This is him. He knows this, and I think he will because I think you have the defense. I think you have a great running game. And I don't really believe that there's too many better teams in that division that's just going to wipe them off the earth. I really believe that you have a very good chance of winning the division. I believe that the Patriots are going to take a step back.
I agree. That's my opinion. I think there's just
– We've been saying this for 5 years.
I've been saying this for 10 years. I'm like, Tom Brady's 35. He's got to be done.
Yeah,
but here's what I think. I mean, at some point, Tom Brady does – they're literally shutting the lights off on us, ladies and gentlemen. Kabir Singh just headlined a sold-out show. I hosted the whole thing. You would think that Tommy T's right now would just let us do whatever we want, which they normally do.
I think it's your running back that's going to be the guy that's going to –
You're just into the sports.
I really do. I believe that Drake is going to be
– What do you think of Frank Gore being his backup?
I love it.
You like it?
What's wrong with Frank? That guy's been doing absolutely nothing but carrying the load for 10-plus years.
Yeah.
And even in the Colts, when he was over there, he was literally just carrying the ball a bunch of times. And I love the fact that you got him as a backup.
Yeah, I think him being that kind of veteran that lets Kenyon Drake know this is how you actually
play
the
game. That's a locker room dude right
there,
too.
I totally think so. So what do you think of Adam Gase? He's into his third year as the head coach. And I'm interested in your opinion because, A, you watch a ton of sports. B, you're unbiased in that you don't really care about the Miami Dolphins,
right?
I mean, you're a Seattle Seahawks fan. You're on the NFC. You're on the West Coast. You don't give a shit about the Miami Dolphins. So I think what you say rings more merit than if I was talking to another Dolphins fan. So what do you think of Adam Gase as a head coach? Third year. First year went 10-6. Second year went 6-10.
6-10 because Ryan got hurt.
Exactly.
You know, I think that you're going to – this is his year. I think that you're going to have 2 years right now with Adam Gase and Ryan. Mm. And I think that this is going to be the 2 years that you judge him on. And I think they both know that. I kind of like teams that have players that have to understand that they have to do it this year.
Yeah.
They also know that, the time is ticking.
Like a sense of urgency.
Oh, of course. The sense of urgency is extreme with the Dolphins right now because you guys drafted great. You got a great running back. You got the quarterback, which you believe is the future, and you got a great coach. In my opinion, I don't see any excuses to not get the wild card or win in that division. I really don't. Because of Buffalo and Jets, you know, I think you have to beat those two teams soundly. You split with the Patriots.
And that's 5-1 in your division.
I really don't.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
you're right.
I really don't believe that it's going to be that. I know it's going to be difficult, but I really don't believe that's far-fetched for the Dolphins to make the playoffs this year.
Here's my concern about Adam Gase. You know who his best friend is?
Who?
Can you believe that shit?
That's a problem.
That's a problem. When we hang out with the head coach of the Miami Dolphins' best friend, and we
that's
know what we
you
do
know
when
that
we hang
things
out
are
with
going
him,
bad.
That's when you know you're like, uh-oh, we might have a problem on our
yeah,
hands. Especially when I talk to Dustin, and I'm like, hey, how did you meet him? And he just looks at me and goes,
oh, great. We're going 1-15. No, but all serious. I mean, like, just being totally serious, I think you guys have a good squad. I think the division is actually weak other than the Patriots. I don't think that the Jets – I love Sam Darnold. The only wild card in here, I believe that there's three case scenarios here. I think the Patriots are going to dominate, which I don't believe that's going to happen.
Right.
I think either Sam Darnold is just going to murder it with the Jets, who has a lot of – Ryan Anderson.
You think he's
Anderson,
that good that he can just pull everyone else out
I'm
of that?
I'm not even kidding. Ryan Anderson's a phenomenal wide receiver for the Jets. And you know, and they got this they got Ivory and stuff like that. There could be a lot of stuff over there.
You think they got – I agree with you on Darnold. I think he might be a problem. But I just don't see the Jets having – any other discernible talent on offense, defense, or special teams, unless he's that good, if he's that good of
yeah,
a quarterback.
Sam, we don't know that because they've been drafting nothing but first and second round talent, so we don't know what they're going to do right now. So I feel like they may have accumulated enough people to be able to be good. But, yeah. Like, listen, I think Ryan Tannehill, this is a big, big year for Tannehill.
I agree.
He needs to go up there and just go up there and just be the guy. And I think with his age and talent in his resume, that he could literally go up there and do it. I mean, he has the wide receiver skills. He's very good.
He should change his name to Skills. Kenny Skills. I like it.
I like Kenny Skills.
Kenny Skills
is garbage.
Stills is garbage.
Stills is garbage.
Being still for a wide receiver is a terrible last name.
If you're Kenny Stills, that makes me feel like you're on crutches.
Yeah, and you're not really moving around.
How's your defense, though? Is the defense bad?
Well, we got rid of Ndamukong Suh, so I think most people on the national level are saying, well, they're going to be terrible because they got rid of Ndamukong Suh. But here's the thing about Ndamukong Suh. He's so good that he wouldn't play within the system.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, fuck it. I can do whatever I want.
You don't want that guy.
And if you're looking for the system to work, if the system doesn't work unless everyone buys into it, then it's not going to work. I don't really know. I think our defensive backs are good. I don't really know about the linebackers yet. They're young.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think this is my fear. I think the Miami Dolphins are going to be bad early, and I think they're going to start to gel late, and then they're going to make like one of those like playoff runs where they could go 9-7 and squeak in, and they're going to lose like their last game and go 8-8 and just miss it.
I've got a complete opposite view. I think they're going to be very good early. I think they will fall apart at the end, but I don't – there's a chance that they might not. I think they're going to be good early.
Okay.
Because Ryan, who missed the whole year last year, I feel like he's going to come up there with a chip on his shoulder. And I think
got to be better than Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I really do believe that Ryan's a good quarterback, man. Mm. I just think that it took a couple years for you guys to draft the kind of players to put people around them. And I love your running back. I love Drake.
Yeah, you do. You seem to like Kenyon Drake.
He's a big play guy, you know, and I feel like if you get a couple more of those last year, you would have been fine.
Yeah.
Because you were on the cusp.
And he wasn't the starter the whole year because we had Jay Ajayi. So when he came on, all of a sudden he was just busting people.
By the way, congratulations on getting rid of that guy. Well, as a fantasy football player, J.J. Ajayi has been doing nothing but blasting me in the butthole.
As a fantasy football player, you're right. But you trade him, you're like, yeah, he's a cancer. And then he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles and wins the Super Bowl and just rubs it in your face. By the way, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles is the former backup quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. In fact, Doug Peterson, I believe, was the starting quarterback the day that Don Shula broke the record for most wins as a head coach. So,
really?
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles have so many more former Miami Dolphins. It's almost like an Ace Ventura final scene.
It's going to be a very fun season, and I think the Dolphins is going to not have a complete like waste of a season.
I hope you're right.
Well, your thoughts about the Super Bowl, though? What are your thoughts about winning? Who do you think is going to win it?
That's a great question. That's a really loaded question. This is a Dolphins podcast, so this might lose me subscribers.
I don't think New England's going to win the division.
No, I don't think New England's going to win it. I think if you're looking at an AFC team, for some reason – God damn, the Chiefs, for some reason, just stick in my head. And
really?
I'm not exactly sure why.
With the kid from Texas Tech.
Yeah, I just I don't know. But he's a good quarterback. You've got a good coach there. You have a good quarterback
and a good coach.
Kareem Hunt
is
a good running back. Decent defense. Again, not a very strong division. The Broncos aren't great. The Raiders aren't great. The Chargers, I don't even know if they're a team anymore.
You know, believe it or not, the Chargers actually with
Rivers and everyone.
Yeah, I like Rivers, and I love their wide receiver. But yeah, that's a very good point. I think KC has a pretty easy, pretty easy path on getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs, and I like. I kind of like the Vikings. I think, you know, for all the quarterbacks they got rid of.
I love the Vikings.
The Vikings are a good pick for the NFC.
I like New Orleans, though, too, there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. You got Drew Brees. You got a chance. Let's talk real quick as we wrap up here. And just so everyone knows, it's a comedy show here, so Kabir and I have been drinking, which is why we're calling him Kenny Skills and Landry Jones instead
Kenny
of Jarvis.
Skills is going to make it. Ryan Blabberhand is going to be great.
So you're a Seahawks fan. You guys are going through a transition. You could probably relate to this.
I had no idea. I think we're ready to go.
You think you're ready to go?
Rashad Penny and
Rashad Penny's out with a broken finger.
He's going to be back in week one. How dare you, Sam?
Richard Sherman's playing for the Niners.
He's fine. That's good for us.
You think the Seahawks make the playoffs in that division with the Rams?
No. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think the Rams are going to be the clear-cut favorite.
They're a solid team.
Yeah, they're going to be great. I think San Francisco, there's a lot of hype on that stuff.
Fuck the Vikings. I'm going with the Rams of the NFC. I like that.
I do like the Rams. Yeah, Rams are good. I think it's going to be Rams. I think they're going to win the division quite easily. I don't see them losing more than maybe three games total in their division. Maybe one on the road to SF. One on the road to Seattle, but I don't think it's going to be crazy.
He's Kabir Singh. You can find him at, what is it, KabiziComic.com.
Who's your Super Bowl winner?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Rams. I forgot about the Rams until you reminded me of the Rams. I'm going with the Rams.
You got Rams. I'm going to go a little bit crazy here. I actually think that the winner of the Super Bowl this year is going to be the Miami Dolphins.
Look at you. Do you have some dates coming up in South Florida that you're trying to sell out right now? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, maybe.
Check out Kabir Singh in South Florida just sucking up to the Miami Dolphins right now.
I think you guys are very all handsome.
Yeah, very handsome. We're all fantastic supermodels here, Miami Dolphins. Kabir Singh, thank you very much. Last question, most important question. Can I get a guest set this weekend?
Absolutely. Anytime you want, Sam.
There it is. This is why he is the best. Kabir Kabizi Singh. And goodbye from Perfectville.
Thank you, man. Mad love to the Dolphins universe, man. You guys are very phenomenal fans. And give it up for Sam RQ, man. You guys are doing your best.
So full of shit. The worst fan base in the world.
You guys are good fan base.
Is this still on?
Hopefully not.
Oh, God. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Kabir Kabizi Singh. Some bold predictions. Now, he might have been doing those predictions to be on our good side here, all the citizens of Perfectville and all the Miami Dolphins that are out there. But he sees the Miami Dolphins winning the Super Bowl, probably with Landry Jones and Kenny Skills. If you could not tell, we conducted that interview while maybe drinking a couple of adult beverages after our show last night. We actually recorded that on stage, on the actual comedy stage, after all the audience members had gone away, except for a couple who you might have heard laughing in the background as Kabir butchered every single player's name on the Miami Dolphins, which is actually encouraging for me because I thought it was a Chris Cullen and Sam Marcoux issue. It turns out it's a people in entertainment issue. We just don't know other people's names, probably because we're so wrapped up in our own lives that we can't be bothered to remember other people's names. But has some good things to say about Kenyon Drake. I happen to agree with him about that. I think Kenyon Drake is vastly underrated. Has some nice things to say about Ryan Tannehill. Thinks that Ryan might have a breakout year this year. And if you haven't figured it out, both Kabir and I happen to know some people that are very close to Adam Gase. We will never reveal who. But enjoy Kabir Singh. You can Google him. If you see a handsome guy who's an actor in India, that's not him. Look for a sickly fellow who is very, very funny, and that is the correct Kabir Singh. Travels all over the country, touring, headlining, comedianing everywhere. So just look him up, Google him, Kabir Singh, and go to one of his shows. You will not be disappointed. Anyway, that's all I got. Chris, are you here? You got anything you want to say? No? Well, I don't know how we're going to end the show because we always end on Chris Cullen saying later, but we will have to figure that out. Maybe I can just splice in a later from one of the old episodes and no one will ever know, except for the fact that I just admitted that that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, you're listening to Perfectville, a part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. Check out all the podcasts on the network. You have Dolphins Talk, which is the flagship show. You also have Fins Up, Fans Down, as well as a few others that are out there. They're very good, very innovative shows. Check them out, dolphinstalk.com podcast network. And the only thing left to say is goodbye from Perfectville.
Later.